Golfer Annika Sörenstam's Grand Slam dream may be in jeopardy. Sörenstam is trying to win the four major championships in women's golf this year. She won the first two and was heavily favored to win this week's third, the U.S. Women's Open, being played near Denver. Today's final round begins with Sörenstam trailing the leaders by 5 strokes. Of the 3 golfers tied for the lead, 2 are teenagers. Michelle Wee is 15, Morgan Pressel, 17. A stroke behind is 18-year-old Paula Creamer. NPR's Tom Goldman reports that by the end of the day, they may have to rename it the U.S. Girls Open Championship.
With apologies to the Wizard of Oz, Pressel and Creamer and Wee, oh my. Maybe not scary like lions, tigers, and bears, but what those 3 young golfers did out in the woods of Cherry Hills Country Club yesterday was startling, even to Annika Sörenstam, who was supposed to run away with this tournament.
I want you to know it's a really tough golf course. It takes precision. It takes touch. It takes a lot of things to play well here, and I mean they're demonstrating that right now they got it all.
From Wee's power, like on this long iron shot, to Pressel's clutch putting, to Creamer's all-around play, fans watching it all were left shaking their heads. Gene Sullivan of Colorado Springs has played golf since he was a kid.
I'm very impressed with their discipline. The way they can play so composed at that age is just amazing to me. You wonder if they can hold that, keep that going for the next umpteen years until they really get into their prime.
As far as Morgan Pressel's concerned, she's in her prime right now. A natural athlete who was doing one-handed cartwheels at the age of 2, Pressel first swung a club as an 8-year-old. At 12, she became the youngest player ever to qualify for the U.S. Women's Open. Now she's 17, with a year left in high school, and she sounds almost indignant when asked how someone so young could be leading the biggest tournament in women's golf going into the final round.
I'm kind of baffled by the question because I've played a lot of events. I know how to play golf, and people, you know, look at age as something that should set me back, but I don't think it does.
People have to realize that these few girls that are here are really phenoms.
Marty Parks is with the U.S. Golf Association.
This is not the rule of thumb for girls that are 14, 15, 16-year-olds. So I think parents and coaches out there have to realize and be careful not to push too many kids prematurely into this level of competition, because most kids aren't going to be able to handle it at that age. So, you know, this is the exception, not the norm.
Still, Parks acknowledges that Wee, Pressel, and Creamer are the products of a system that takes young phenoms and helps develop them quicker than in the past. He says in the last 10 years, the American Junior Golf Association, or AJGA, a kind of farm system for the professional tours, has increased the number of tournaments it holds for top young players. Yesterday, Paula Creamer mentioned how she and Pressel competed against each other lots of times on the AJGA circuit. But today, they're going at it in the final round of a major championship, where nerves can sabotage even the most confident golfers. Plus, the teenagers are going up against a lot of experienced players. Wee and Pressel are amateurs. They share the lead with 32-year-old pro Karen Stupples, who won last year's Women's British Open. And then there's that Sörenstam lady, 34 years old, who intends to fight her way into contention.
You know, I need to get off to a good start tomorrow. I need to climb on that leaderboard and show him I'm still here and I'm serious. We'll see. I mean, I don't think I'm going to need a miracle round, but it needs to be good.
Like the final round she had 10 years ago when she won her first U.S. Open title after coming back from 5 strokes behind. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Denver.